ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. Let's then inshallah continue with the Quranic diagrammatic overviews. Inshallah, today we are going to take the next juz, juz 24, in which we will be covering the remaining part of Surah Zumar, Surah Mu'min. Another name for Surah Mu'min is Ghafir, and Surah Fussilat, another name for that is Hamim As-Sajdah. So if you make three columns to see the link between the surahs, first being Zumar, then Mu'min and Ghafir, and then the third and final column being Fussilat or Hamim As-Sajdah. Then we make a clear record of the links so that we can see them clearly. So Zumar, Surah Zumar, invitation to and a command to adopt pure Tawheed, Mukhlis, to become Mukhlis. Yeah? Because the previous surah we mentioned talks about Mukhlasallahu Ad-Din. Also here as well in Surah Zumar we will find this as well. So an invitation and a command to become these Mukhlis people in terms of Tawheed. This is then this is an invitation to Tawheed. Surah Al-Mu'minun is saying, in addition to Tawheed, you have to believe the and accept the hereafter, Akhirah. So that's the connection there, first connection, yeah? In that regard, you could say, or in the same token, Surah Al-Mu'min also talks about, do not argue. Do not argue and become stubborn to the Quraysh, and do not become like Fir'aun, stubborn and obstinate. And hence there is a punishment warning there as well. Okay, if we come down a level in the Surah Mu'min Ghafir column, come down, and then you can make the next point as the affirmation of Tawheed. In terms of, you're making a note of this? Good. MashaAllah. Affirmation of Tawheed in terms of A, the historic proofs, and B, the rational proofs. Okay? Affirmation of Tawheed in terms of the historic proofs, the first, and the second, the rational proofs. If you then link that to Surah Fussilat, there is affirmation of Tawheed there in terms of A, the historic proofs, B, proofs in nature or signs in nature, and proofs within our own self. Did you catch that? Yes, so there are proofs, affirmation of Tawheed in both surahs, Mu'min and Fussilat. And Fussilat is saying affirmation in terms of historic proofs, natural proofs or proofs in nature, and internal to our own self. If you go down then, the third bullet point in Surah Mu'min column would be advice to give up the pharaohic attitude, the attitude of Fir'aun. That is linked to then Surah Fussilat. In that advice has been given to leave the attitude of Ad and Thamud, who were arrogant. And hence, in both these surahs, Surah Mu'min and Ghafir, it will be very interesting to see how you have linked this one, inshallah. Today I want to remind me, I want to see the notes, inshallah. These both linked, Mu'min and Fussilat, they both have a warning of punishment as well, yeah, both of these. So that's the third, yeah, or the fourth, you could say, bullet point. The final link between Mu'min and Fussilat is there are instructions to remain sabir, steadfast, in Surah Mu'min, and in Fussilat to remain steadfast. And it talks about a beautiful section that we will take inshallah on the people who have istiqamah, steadfastness. a beautiful section which is also covered in the QFC, Quranic Framework course, in detail. Khair, with that introduction, which took over 5 minutes, let's inshallah move on. Surah Zumar, just quickly to remind us of the central theme, adopt pure and complete Tawheed, even if it means that you have to migrate. So we start with section 3 today. Section 3, ayat 21 to 41, comparison between those who accept and believe and those who reject the invitation. Yeah, so this comparison is being given here. Okay, a few ayat here. Ayah 21 is talking about the cycle of vegetation as a sign. Allah Ta'ala is saying that He creates and He makes to grow crops by sending the rain, etc. This is a sign of resurrection. The people who believe, who accept this, they are the people who are believers. Who are rejected, they are rejecting the hereafter. And Allah mentions that Allah Ta'ala, for those people who accept it, let's take this ayah 23 and 22. So the people who accept this are as follows. Ayah 22. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي الضَّلَالِ الْمُبِينِ. So the people whose Allah Ta'ala, whose breasts Allah has expanded to accept the truth. Yeah? And he is then guided upon a light from his Lord. The people who accept this invitation. Then woe to those whose hearts are hardened against their remembrance of Allah. Meaning they reject this invitation. They are in a clear error. This is a beautiful ayah, ayah 23. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathani. Allah has sent down the best statement, a consistent book, wherein is reiteration. تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. The skins shiver therefrom. This is the attitude of the believer towards the Quran. Of those who fear their Lord, and their skins and their hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah. Beautiful ayah, subhanAllah. ذَلِكَ هُدُ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah, He guides to this whom He wants. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. But the one who Allah Ta'ala sends astray, for them there is no guide. So the guidance is in accepting the message. Okay, then Allah Ta'ala mentions about the story of, or the example of, a servant who has many masters or who has just one master. How can he please many masters? Yeah, compared to pleasing one master. Of course, pleasing one master is more sensible and easier. So this is talking about the shirk, not to commit shirk, because how you will please who? Yeah, this is not logical in any sense. Ayah 27 talks about all of these examples, and then says Allah Ta'ala says, like He says in other parts as well, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And we have certainly presented for the people in this Quran from every kind of example. Allah Ta'ala, He talks to every human being at every level in this Quran. And gives so many different examples. So that they might remember. The remember, you see, yatadhakkarun is to remember, remember Allah. Meaning that you know Allah is, yeah, there. So the fitrah is there. Moving on to ayah 41. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ لِلنَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah Ta'ala is saying, we have verily revealed this book with truth for people. فَمَنِ اِحْتَدَى فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever seeks the guidance, it's for his own benefit. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَدِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. And then anybody who wants to go astray, that will only harm that person. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. You are not somebody who is an authority over them, meaning you cannot force them, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your job is to convey the message. Okay, moving on to the next section. Section 4, ayat 42 to 52, the responses of the mushrikeen towards the Quran and its invitation. Okay, let's take a few ayat here. The first section talks about, or the first few ayat talk about, Allah alone has control over life and death. So the example of sleep has been given in this. Yeah, sleep is the sister of death. And in your sleep, Allah Ta'ala, He takes away your soul. And if He returns it, you're alive. And if He doesn't, then you have died. And you know the dua when you sleep. Okay? Part of the dua is this, that Allah, if you send me back my soul, then make it righteous. Okay? And if you take it, then have mercy on it. Then there is mention regarding shifa'ah. Shifa'ah meaning intercession, and the fact that intercession is only for Allah. This is ayah 44. قُلْ لِلَّهِ شَفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. The intercession is with Allah alone. To Him belongs everything in the heavens and the earth, and everything will return to Him. Meaning that nobody, none of your idols, none of your angels, the jinn, anybody, nobody can intercede for you. Yeah, it is up to Allah who He will allow to intercede. And only those people will intercede who are worthy of it. And they will only intercede for people who are worthy of intercession. So get rid of this idea that if I know the right people, they will get me through. No, this is not going to happen in any form. Now, the attitude of the mushrikeen when Quran is mentioned to them. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, this is ayah 45. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ, when Allah is mentioned alone to them without any associates. اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter, they shrink in aversion. Because they don't believe in the hereafter. Because you see, once you believe in the hereafter, in context of there's only one Allah, then everything else will make sense to you. That nothing can help me other than Allah. Hence, I don't need anybody else. But because they are stuck with this tradition that we are going to follow our forefathers and worship idols and worship more than one Allah, then they find it's very difficult. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. But when those worship other than Him are mentioned, so you talk about the gods or the jinns or the angels, they're happy to hear about them. So in a way, they are giving more importance to the shuraka than to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah is telling them, these people, on the Day of Judgment, وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَفْتَدَوْ بِهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. And if those who did wrong had all that is in the earth entirely and the like of it. Now imagine this, yeah? Everything in the earth and more, yeah? The same again. They would attempt to ransom themselves from the punishment on the Day of Judgment. Allah Ta'ala is negating this. This will not happen. Although Allah Ta'ala doesn't say this here, yeah? Explicitly. Did you catch that, yeah? But it's just mentioned. If they were, meaning that it won't be accepted. And there will appear to them from Allah that which they had not taken into account, meaning punishment and anger from Allah. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. There will appear to them evils they had earned, and they will be enveloped by that which they used to ridicule. Because they used to ridicule the Prophet, these ayat, this Qur'an, etc. Okay, moving on. Ayah 49, let's take this. This is also about being tested. فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ دُرٌّ دَعَانَا ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةٌ وَلَكِنَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, and when adversity touches man, he calls upon us. Then when we bestow on him a favor from us, he says, I have only been given it because of my knowledge. So he associates, attributes it to himself. Look how clever I am. I got myself out of this situation. Look at my tactics. Look at my skills. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah Ta'ala is saying, بَلْ هِيَ fitna. This is a test to see, are you grateful to Allah, or do you then commit shirk by attributing that good to yourself instead of attributing it to Allah? But most people, they don't know this. And then the same thing mentioned in ayah 52. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا. Do they not know? أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah Ta'ala, He gives more abundance of rizq, or He constrains it for whom He wills. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. In this there is an ayah for people who have belief, because what did we mention in Surah An-Nisa? Allah Ta'ala, He gives preference, gives more fadl to others than others. Yeah? And then we should not then therefore, yeah, try to compete in that, in their, what they have been given by Allah. We should not be jealous about that. Okay? Natural things that Allah has given, like looks, etc. Yeah? But Allah Ta'ala, He's saying He gives rizq or He doesn't give rizq as a test. It's a test to see, and this is mentioned also in Surah Al-Fajr. Yeah, this as an ibtila test there as well. This is an ayah, but for the people who have belief. Moving on to the next section then. Section number 5. The Quranic invitation. What is the Quranic invitation here now given? The Quranic invitation is beautiful. Allah Ta'ala is saying here, do not lose hope. To the, even to the mushrikeen. To the mushrikeen, do not lose hope. Ayah 53. قُلْ يَا إِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ Oh my believers, sorry, oh my servants, whom have wronged or transgressed against their own selves, meaning they have wronged. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Do not ever lose hope and do not despair, regarding Allah's mercy. Meaning Allah's mercy, any time you turn to Him, He will respond. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Allah Ta'ala, verily He can forgive all sins. One beautiful hadith in 40 hadith of Nawawi, Arba'in. If your sins were to reach the skies, أَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ Can we imagine the sins reaching the skies? And if you were just to say, Allah forgive me, but without associating partners with Him, Allah would forgive everything. Beautiful that is. Well, I think it's the last hadith of Arba'in. Beautiful hadith about Tawbah, Istighfar. So Allah can forgive all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ He is verily all gracious, all merciful to His servants. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ And return in repentance. So Allah Ta'ala, He is forgiving, He will forgive everything. So return to Him. Anibu, turn back to Him. And submit to Him. We mentioned the conditions of Tawbah, yeah? Is to actually then do something to show the submission after the regret. Because otherwise the time will come when nobody will be able to help you. Okay, moving on then. Here, although I won't go through it ayah by ayah, but just to summarize, beautiful section here again. Ayat 56 to 58 are talking about the person who will regret on the Day of Judgment. Three regrets. Number one, that I neglected this. Second regret, only if I was guided, if I had been guided. Number three, I wish I could return and become righteous and do good deeds. So regret. Then it talks about shirk in ayah 65, that anybody who does shirk, all their deeds that apparently look good, they will be habd. Habd. Yeah. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ It has been given to you as revelation and people before you. لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ If you commit shirk, لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ Then all your good deeds will become worthless. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنْ الْخَاسِرِينَ And you definitely will become the people who have been destroyed. So shirk will cancel everything. Shirk is a big zero. You know big zero? Any number you multiply with zero is what? Zero. That's shirk. Zero. Big fat zero. Cannot afford to have big fat zero. Because it multiplies, everything comes to nothing. بَلِ اللَّهِ فَعْبُدْ Rather, worship only Allah, وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ And be grateful to Allah by obeying Him. And this beautiful section again, subhanAllah. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ Allahu Akbar. This is beautiful, subhanAllah. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ You need to follow these ayat. Yeah? Beautiful ayat. Of the hereafter, I will not translate, yeah? You follow, inshallah. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَ فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْدُرُونَ First trumpet, then the second trumpet. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا وَوُضِيَ الْكِتَابُ وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ Subhanallah. And the earth will shine with the light of Allah, Subhanallah. And people will be brought, the prophets, they will be brought, and the accounts will be settled. وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ Everybody will be given exactly, fully, everything. Allah knows. This is the last section, beautiful section.
وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا قَالُوا بَلَى وَلَكِنْ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ
سبحان الله. Allah Ta'ala is saying that the people who disbelieve, they will be dragged to the Jahannam. And the Khazan, the guardian will ask, every time in the Quran, Subhanallah, the guardian or the angels, they only ask one question, was not the messenger sent to you with the ayat? Subhanallah. That's how important it is to believe in the messenger.
قِيلَ ادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ
And they will be told, enter into the Jahannam forever. This is the worst place for the people of Takabbur. And look at this contrast with the people of the Jannah. We ask Allah to make us these people.
وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا
Subhanallah. And those who feared Allah, who had taqwa, they will be driven. One of our scholars used to say, we ask Allah to throw us into the Jannah. Siq. Subhanallah. And look at this. Zumara. In groups. We have to be so careful about our company. And who we hang around with. And who we love. Who we love inside. We will be resurrected with those who we follow and who we love. And thrown into, inshallah, Jannah with the people who we love.
حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين
Beautiful. The angel is now already the doors are open. You know when you have a wedding ceremony, Abu Sulaiman? When you have wedding and the dulaba is coming, what do you say in English? The groom. You are the groom. And the house is open for you, isn't it? The door is open for you. You don't have to knock, do you? They're expecting you, aren't they? The angel they're expecting. Already open. Red carpet is there. It says, Salamun alaykum. Tibtum. You were pure. And you become pure now. Because Allah Ta'ala, He would put every believer into this Nahr, river, to cleanse everything, especially the ghil. Especially the hard feelings, bad feelings, clean, kawash, inside out, then enter into the Jannah, Subhanallah, forever. And what will they say?
وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعَدَهُ وَأُورَثْنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ
And the people will say, praise to Allah, Alhamdulillah. They will not say, oh, look at me. No, Alhamdulillah. This is Allah Ta'ala's grace, who has fulfilled for us His promise and made us inherit this. In which surah was it said, Alladina yarithun al-firdaus? Students of Quran. Surah al-Mu'minun. The beginning. Surah al-Mu'minun. And Allah will say to them, settle in Paris wherever you will. SubhanAllah, imagine that. Yeah? Imagine that you come to, let's say, an island. Beautiful tropical island, just imagine everything, coconuts, mangoes, whatever. Yeah. everything that Rubicon has, yeah? And then you are said, wherever you like, you can live. How would you feel? SubhanAllah. Yeah, you say, I'm the man. Huh? Allahu Akbar. And then when you're the man, you're going to look for the woman, inshallah. Allah will provide that as well. Because I know that's what you're thinking. Khair, bismillah. The last ayah. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْأَرْشِ يُسَبِّهُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. And you will see the angels surrounding the throne, exalting Allah with praise of their Lord. SubhanAllah. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And it will be judged between them in truth, and it will be said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You know this saying, Alhamdulillah, this is so lovely to Allah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Allah loves this. Khair, moving on to the next surah. Ghafir or Mu'min. Two names for this surah, Ghafir or Mu'min. Okay, let's take some initial points. Period of revelation is the 10th of Nabawi, after the Hijrah to Habasha, Abyssinia. You should make notes with the intention that you will teach this. You know why? Because Prophet ﷺ gave us a key to Jannah. Yeah, in the hadith, he said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best are the people, the best. The best. خَيْرُكُمْ means that's it, top. Who strive hard with making lots of effort consistently to learn Qur'an. And then they do this exact same, strive with effort and consistency to teach it. This is the best position a human being can attain in this life, to learn and to teach Qur'an, using all his abilities and all his or her faculties. So inshallah, don't lose the opportunity in this month of Ramadan, subhanAllah. You write one sentence as if you wrote 700 sentences. Eh? Allahu Akbar. You read this Qur'an once as if you read it 700 or more times in this month. So inshallah, let's make the intention, trust me, yeah? Make the intention, Allah want to teach this Qur'an to the whole of humanity. Make the intention. Does it cost? Did anybody give you a check to write? Eh? Make the intention, Allah will make it happen. SubhanAllah. And don't think, oh, I can't do that. No, you can do it. Allah will make it happen. You just make the intention, inshallah. So, after Hijrat of Habsha, leaders were drunk or they were totally engrossed in their power. Yeah? Power went to their head in Quraysh. They are like the Fir'aun, like the Haman, like the Qarun. So this surah is going to talk to them. Don't become Harun, astaghfirullah, Qarun, Haman, Fir'aun, because look what happened to them. Because they were saying exactly what Quraysh was saying, that this is the right way. This my path, our path is the right path. What he is calling to is nonsense. And they were being stubborn and obstinate in their mujadala. This is another theme in this surah. Mujadala, their disputes, or their, you could say, not discussion, more than discussion really, debate you could say, yeah? This also looks at a beautiful example of one of the believers in the time of Fir'aun. Just like in Surah Yasin, there was a mention of a believer without name, yeah? Because Allah Ta'ala loved that da'i so much. Similarly, there is mention of that. We will come to that. And again, this surah is talking about to the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba to remain steadfast. Okay, with that, let's move on, inshallah, to the central theme of Surah Al-Mu'min or Surah Al-Ghafir. Advice to reflect on the internal, external, rational and historical proofs. All of these different ayat, yeah? Anfusi, kawniya, yeah, rational, aqli you could say, and tarikhiya, historical. Refrain from conflict and futile arguments. Allah Ta'ala is saying, don't just argue for the sake of it. Yes? You need to be having a discussion for a purpose. You want to get somewhere. Come away from the influence of power and athar. Athar is your previous footsteps, meaning your forefathers. Athar, yeah? And now, meaning don't delay. Think about accepting the Quranic invitation to Tawheed and Akhirah. Let's then take the first section, ayat 1 to ayah 22. Advice to refrain from argumentation and conflict and to accept the invitation of Tawheed, Risala and Akhirah. Take a few ayat here. And by the way, this is the beginning of six surahs, which are all starting with Hameem. Six surahs. These surahs, Hawameem they are known as. Yeah? Hawameem. And there is a saying by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud or Abdullah ibn Abbas saying some regarding something regarding this. I can't remember exactly, but inshallah, if you later on, I will try to find it for you, showing us the importance of these surahs. Tanzeelul kitab min Allahil Aziz al Alim, Ghafir al-Zambi wa Qabil al-Tawb Shadid al-Iqab al-Tawl, La ilaha illa huwa ilayhi al-Masir. Four attributes, Allah Ta'ala's attributes have been given here. Yeah? Forgiver of sins, acceptor of repentance, severe in punishment, and owner of abundance. Four attributes. So then it mentions Jidal. وَمَا يُجَادِلُ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. No one disputes concerning the signs of Allah except the people who disbelieve. So be not deceived by their uninhibited movement throughout the land. Do you understand this? This last section. فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. Uninhibited movement throughout the land. What does this mean? The kuffar, they have free reign over everything in the land. They are running the show. Allah Ta'ala is saying, do not be deceived by this. Yeah, don't think that, oh, look at them, they are able to do everything and anything. Don't be deceived. Yes? Number one, the victory will come to the Prophet and his followers. And number two, the real victory is the victory of the hereafter. So see this in the context of what it really is. A test for you and a test for them. And do not be, therefore, affected by this. Then talks about the angels. Beautiful section. This is connection. This is another connection that we didn't make, but we should have. Between the previous surah and this, yeah? The landing of the previous surah, the angels will bring down the arsh of Allah, doing his tasbih. This is a continuation if you want. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْأَرْشِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّهُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Those angels who carry the throne, listen to this. This is angels praying for us, inshallah. Yeah? This is angels. Who carry the throne and those around it exhort Allah with praise of the Lord and believe in Him and ask forgiveness for those who have believed. They're asking for forgiveness for us, the believers, saying what? Our Lord, you have encompassed all things in mercy and knowledge. So forgive those who have repented and followed your way and protect them from the punishment of the hellfire. Ameen. What a beautiful dua angels are making to Allah for the believers. You know, the believer, Allah loves the angels, love them as well. They make dua for them. For the talib al-ilm, the person who dedicates his life to learning the best knowledge, Qur'an, even the birds and even the seafood, yeah, what we eat, the animals in the sea, they make dua. Allahu Akbar. This is so amazing, subhanAllah. They don't underestimate, yeah? You sitting for even half an hour to learn Qur'an, don't underestimate it. Even 5 minutes, don't underestimate it. And then they make more dua. Let's take this ayah, then we move on. رَبَّنَا وَدْخِلْ جَنَّاتِ يَدْنِي الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And Allah, admit them to the gardens of perpetual residence. No end. Yeah? SubhanAllah. Which you have promised them, and whoever was righteous amongst their fathers, their spouses, and their offspring. So your family will go, but condition, righteous. Indeed, it is you who is the exalted in might, the wise. Khair. Moving on, although the section is long, but I can't go through it, unfortunately, because of the time. Okay, let's move on then to ayah 14. Again, فَدْءُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. So make your deen khalis for Allah alone, sincerely only for Allah, completely for Allah, even if the disbelievers, they don't like it. You do not need to worry about the disbelievers. And then there is mention of the Day of Judgment. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْغَزِفَةِ إِذِ الْقُلُوبُ لَدَى الْحِنَاجِرَ كَاظِمِينَ مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيٍّ يُطَاءُ. and warn them of the approaching day when hearts are at the throats. Which other surah did we mention in this? Hearts are at the throats. The Ghazwa of Ahzab. Ahzab, Surah Al-Ahzab. Filled with distress for the wrongdoers, there will be no devoted friend and no intercessor. And Allah Ta'ala is then telling them about His knowledge. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ Allah knows the eyes, where they go wrong. Huh? Nobody knows that, does it? Who knows what you are looking at or not now? Only you know, Allah knows. Isn't it? SubhanAllah. Allah says, I know that. And what is in the breasts? I know that. Meaning everything is known to me. وَاللَّهُ يَقْضِي بِالْحَقِّ وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ لَا يَقْضُونَ بِشَيْءٍ إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالسَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ Allah judge with the truth. But those who invoke other than Allah, they have nothing, and Allah, He is the hearing, the seeing. Okay, moving on, inshallah. And then these two ayat are saying exactly what we have been saying before and looking at before. Have you not travelled the land and seen the previous nation? So which type of proof is this? Historic proof. Yeah? Think about those nations. Okay, moving on to the next section, section 2. Ayah 23 to 27. Advice to the Quraysh leadership to abandon their pharaohic attitude. Leave this attitude of arrogance. So Allah Ta'ala mentions here Fir'aun, Qarun and Haman. And if I'm not mistaken, unless it comes in the next surah, Fir'aun says to Haman, before he said in the previous surahs, one of the surahs, that build me, a staircase, let's say, so I can see Rabb of Musa. Now he is saying, build me something that I can look down upon the Rabb of Musa. His arrogance has gone so far. SubhanAllah. So do not be arrogant like these people. And remember the definition of kibr. Who can remind us? And that's half good. Batarul haqq. To reject the truth after it has been made clear. وَغَمْتِ النَّاسِ And to look down on people. You rubbish. Nothing. You're nothing. Look at me. This is kibr. So Allah Ta'ala is telling them, stay away from kibr. Okay, now, the story of a true believer from the family of the Pharaoh. This is beautiful khutbah. This is a long khutbah, you could say, yeah? But I will only summarize it. Because if I start, then I won't stop. So I have to control. This person was giving advice to Fir'aun and his mala and his associate leaders, you could say, ministers, because they were plotting to kill Musa and Harun. Salamun alayhuma. He says, first of all, look, if they're lying, then they're lying is against them. They will see the consequence if they're lying, But if they're telling the truth, then we have to think about that. What if they're telling the truth and the adab comes, then what? Okay? And then he says, who will help us against the punishment of Allah if it comes? So he's trying to tell them to think about these things. And then he again says, I fear from the history of Aad and Thamud, look what happened to these people. Might happen to us. So let's think about this cool-heartedly, cool-mindedly. So he's trying to persuade his people. And then he talks about Yusuf. So we saw the history of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam, he was the leader of Egypt. But then things changed, So he's saying that things can change again. So let's be careful. And here it mentions actually that Fir'aun, he wants to look down on Allah in ayat 36 to 37. So let's take maybe some verses. First, let's see 41 and 42. Is what we want to look at. And he says to them, oh my people, I am calling you to Jannah and success, and you are calling me, or salvation, while you're calling me to the fire. So you see his da'wah is now getting a bit more direct. Before it was, let's just think, now he's saying, look, Here it then mentions Fir'aun, etc. Ayah 46, I want to talk to you about. Yes, look at this again. This is talking about Fir'aun and his followers. النار يعرضون عليها غدوما وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. Ayah 46. The fire, they are exposed to it morning and evening. Yeah, this is not in Jahannam. This is exposed. This is in the Barzakh. Between the time they die until they resurrect. Yeah, they will be shown the fire every morning and every evening. And on the Day of Judgment, they would be, and the people of Fir'aun, they would be entered into an ashadd al-adhab, a most grievous punishment. And again, the section comes, I think we have to take this, about the leader and the followers. SubhanAllah. In Qur'an, this year has been so yani obvious. Because every time you read Qur'an, something else strikes you. Yeah? This year has been central for me in looking at Qur'an. وَإِذْ يَتَحَاجُّونَ فِي النَّارِ فَيَقُولُ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا نَصِيبًا مِنَ النَّارِ. And when they will argue with in the fire, so again, arguing the fire, and the weak will say to those who are arrogant, indeed we were only your followers, so will you relieve us of a share of this fire? Will you now do anything for us? Save us. قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا إِنَّا كُلٌّ فِيهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَكَمَ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ. And the people who were the istikbar, the arrogant, proud people, they will say, we're all in here and it's been done now. Done deal. We can't get out of here. We're all stuck. We're all in it together. In the same boat. And then they will say to the khazana. So they're desperate, asking each other, then the caretaker. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمَ بَدَعُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. And they will say to the khazana, the guardian, ask Allah to make at least something light for us in this Jahannam. Let's have some break from this. SubhanAllah. قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُوا تَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Same thing said to them. Did not the messenger come to you with clear signs? قَالُوا بَلَا. They will say, of course, yes, he did. قَالُوا فَدْعُوا. Then they will say, then supplicate. وَمَا دُعَوْا الْكَافِرِينَ فِي دَلَالِ. Allah Ta'ala is saying, you can supplicate, but it's no use. No use now. A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Allah, protect us from this. And then Allah Ta'ala tells the believers, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. Allah Ta'ala, He will make victorious the believers of the Rasul and His followers in this life and on the day when you stand for witness. So, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ameen. And whatever they make of excuse, no good. Too late. The deadline has been met and has been passed. Moving on to the next section. Section 4, guidance of the Prophet to remain steadfast and determined and inviting to Tawheed. Okay, let's take a few ayat. 55, let's take first of all. Ayah 55. Fasbir. This is also a recurring thing that will happen in this and the next surah now. Fasbir. Have sabr. Inna wa'dallahi haqq. Verily the promise of Allah is haqq. True. It will happen. Wastaghfir li dhanbik. And ask for forgiveness of your shortcomings. Wasabbih bihamdi rabbika bil ashiyyi wal ibkar. And exhort Allah Ta'ala His praise in the evening and in the morning. And there are more proofs given here, but we're going to skip that for now and go to Ayah 65. هُوَ الْحَيُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. So Allah Ta'ala, He is the one, He is living, and there is none worthy of worship except Him. فَدْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. So call upon Him, sincerely making your deen only for Him, your supplication only for Him, your whole life only for Him, purely for Him. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And then it talks about the punishment again in Ayat 71-76. إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلُ يُسْحَبُونَ. So you follow inshallah, yeah? The English. فِي الْحَمِيمِ ثُمَّ فِي النَّارِ يُسْجَرُونَ ثُمَّ قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تُشْرِكُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالُوا دَلُّوا عَنَّا بَلْ لَمْ نَكُنْ نَدْعُو مِن قَبْلُ شَيْئًا كَذَلِكَ يُضِلُّ اللَّهُ الْكَافِرِينَ.
ذلكم بما كنتم تفرحون في الأرض بغير الحق وبما كنتم تمرحون.
You were tafrahun, you were very proud of yourself in this earth and you were insolent.
ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فبئس مثوى المتكبرين.
And look at this beautiful again, last few ayat. فاصبر again.
إن وعد الله حق.
The promise of Allah is true.
فإما نرينك بعض الذي نعدهم أو نتوفينك فإلينا يرجعون.
And whether we show you some of what we have promised them or we take you in death, it is to us they will be returned. Meaning, don't worry. If they're not caught now, they will. That's not your problem. You don't need to worry. You carry on conveying the message. Beautiful ayat. It's difficult to pick from these because they're all amazing. Subhanallah. Please read this surah when you get home, inshallah. Let's take the last two.
فَلَمَّا رَأُوا بَأْسَنَا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا بِهِ مُشْرِكِينَ.
And when they saw our punishment, they said, we believe in Allah alone and disbelieve in that which we used to associate with Him. Now they will become mukhlas, too late.
فَلَمْ يَكُنَّا يَنْفَعُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ لَمَّا رَأُوا بَأْسَنَا.
And then their faith will benefit them not once they have seen the punishment.
سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ فِي عِبَادِهِ.
So this is the sunnah of Allah. This is what happened before with His servants.
وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ.
And the disbelievers thereupon lost all because of their refusal to accept Iman when they had the opportunity. When the time came of punishment, it was too late. Moving on to the next surah, Surah Fussilat. Okay. Let's take some initial period of revelation is 10th or the 6th of Nabawi. There is a difference of opinion here in the period of revelation.
This is when the when Umar and Hamza radiallahu anhu, they embraced Islam in the 6th of Nabawi.
And this is where the Quraysh, after the Hijrat of Habsha, they have come back now, the Muslimin, they are stopping the people from listening to Quran. Do not listen to this Quran. Make noise in it so that you cannot be mesmerized by this Quran.
Central theme, accept the Quranic invitation to Tawheed and the Akhirah and remain patient and steadfast.
And as we mentioned, yeah, steadfastness in this surah, if we get to it today, the beautiful section.
You will be blessed with success in this life and the hereafter.
So it's all about remaining steadfast.
First section, preface introduction to the Quran, ayat 1 to 8.
Quran has been sent and everything has been explained in detail. This is mentioned in the first few ayat.
Prophet ﷺ, he is giver of good tidings, glad tidings, bashir, and a warner, nadir.
And ayah 6, let's take ayah 6.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَٰهُكُمْ إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ.
Say, I am not but a human being like you, but I have received the revelation that Allah is only alone to be worshipped.
فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ.
This is the key word you need to make a note of, yeah?
فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ.
So, take a straight course to Him and remain steadfast on it.
وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا and ask for forgiveness.
وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ and woe to the people who commit shirk.
This will be connected to the section,
yeah, ayat 30 to 36. This, فَاسْتَقِيمُوا. There it will say, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Okay, let's move on to the second section then.
Signs and proofs of Tawheed in nature.
Yeah, ayat kauniyah.
Creation of the earth in 2 days, it's mentioned, and the mountains. And then Allah Ta'ala, He, in the next 4 days, He set up everything else.
So these days means periods of time, yeah? We don't say they're 24-hour days, yeah? These are just periods of time.
And then Allah Ta'ala, He rose above His throne, istawa ala al-arsh.
Above His throne in a manner that suits His Majesty, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
Next section, ayah 13 to 18, historic proofs of Tawheed, the stories of Aad and Thamud.
So Aad and Thamud have been mentioned. Let's take a few ayat here. Let's take ayah 13.
فَإِنَ أَرَدُوا.
So if they turn away,
فَقُلْ أَنذَرْتُكُمْ صَائِقَةً مِثْلَ صَائِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ.
I have warned you of a thunderbolt, like the thunderbolt that struck Aad and Thamud. And then let's take 15 and 16. فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبُرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And the Aad, they were arrogant upon the earth without any right. وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. And they said, who's stronger than us? We are the most mighty, the most strong. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Don't they see that the one who created them, Allah, he's more in quwwah. You're with me or you're with something else? Okay. Yeah? Mighty. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. But they were rejecting our signs. They rejected our signs. So what happened? فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي أَيَّامٍ نَحِسَاتٍ لِنُزِيقَهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى وَهُمْ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. So we were sent upon them a screaming wind during days of misfortune to make them taste the punishment of disgrace in the worldly life. And this, I believe, was 7 nights and 8 days. Or am I mistaken? Is that something else? Allah knows best. But the punishment of the hereafter is more disgracing and they will not be helped. Meaning that this was disgrace in this life, what will happen in the hereafter is even worse. Even worse than that. Okay, let's move on to the next section. The consequences of the enemies of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is now outlining Ayat 19 to 29. Let's take some Ayat here. 19 to 24, let's take first of all. I will inshallah read the Arabic, you follow the translation, yeah? وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ عَدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. I have to translate this, yeah? Because this is amazing, subhanAllah. Their hearing, their eyes and their skins will testify against them, what they used to do. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. They would say, why are you testifying against me? قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah Ta'ala, He's given the ability to speak to everything. وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. He created you in the first instance and then to Him you return. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Again, same problem. They underestimated Allah. And you were not covering, i.e. protecting yourselves, lest your hearing testify against you, or your sight, or your skins, but you assumed, this is the key point here, yeah? You assumed that Allah does not know much of what you do. This is another belief of people, that Allah, He is the God of major things, yeah? He's a macro manager. He doesn't need to know about the micro management. No, Allah Ta'ala, He knows everything. Macro, micro, in, out, everything. ذَلِكَ ذَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْضَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So this assumption, it brought you to ruin. You assuming this, because your belief in Allah, who He is, will determine your actions. If you don't believe in Allah the way you should, your actions will, of course, yeah, fall short. And then Allah Ta'ala says, whether you show patience or not, it's the same in the hellfire. A'udhu billahi min dhalik. And then ayah 26, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِحَادَ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. And then those who disbelieve say, do not listen to this Qur'an and speak noisily. Don't listen to this Qur'an because this will affect you. Perhaps you will be overcome by this. Huh? Or that you will overcome them. Meaning, you don't want to listen to this Qur'an. It will guide you basically. They don't want people to be guided. And another, subhanAllah. Leader and the followers. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفُرُ رَبَّنَا أَرِنَا الَّذِينَ دَلَّانَا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ نَجْعَلْهُمَا تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِنَا لِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. Look at their frustration now, yeah? The people in the hellfire who disbelieved. Our Lord, show us those who misled us from the jinn and the ins, from the shayateen and from the ins. So we may put them under our feet, so we may trample upon them. That's how frustrated they are now. That I want to get this person who made me end up here. SubhanAllah. And then the beautiful section comes, which we can't take today, but we will just, inshallah, mention it and then we can recite it, I think, and then we'll explain it tomorrow. This is the section, beautiful section, on the people who believe in Allah and then they remain steadfast.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ.
Verily, the people who say our Lord is Allah and then they remain steadfast on it. That's not easy. To remain on it all their life. Upon them the angels descend in this dunya like they descended in Badr and Uhud and Ahzab. And they say to them, don't fear, don't have any grief. Have good news of the Jannah that you have been promised.
نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ.
And at the time of death, the angels come and say this. Yeah, we were your friends in this dunya and in the akhirah. You remember in the beginning of the surah, the angels are praying for these believers. Yeah, these are the believers who Allah Ta'ala's angels will pray for. Not just, just enroll me as believer. No. The ones when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ.
And in this Jannah, you will have everything that your souls desire. Remember I mentioned yesterday, everything that you can desire, you can imagine, you can create, everything. And you will be given forever what you request.
نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ.
This is only accommodation, meaning this is just the initial juice, the main meal is not that, it's just initial.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ.
So who are these people? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better? Allah Ta'ala is saying, so the best people are being mentioned here now, the best. Who is better in speech than the one who invites to Allah and does good deeds, and just says, I'm just Muslim. Doesn't say, I'm something extraordinary. No, I'm just Muslim.
لَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَاتِ فَبِالَّتِي أَحْسَنْ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَّاوَ كَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ.
Evil and good, not the same. You as a da'i, you will repel evil with good. Because your enemy will become your friend. This is da'wah. SubhanAllah.
But وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ.
I mentioned before, حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. Where did I mention? In whose story? حَظِّ عَظِيمٍ. Who was sunk by the ground, by the earth? قَارُون. This links there. But only the people who have sabr, four sabrs we mentioned, who remain steadfast, they will reach this status. And they will have the real portion of good and fortune. And all the time shaitan is behind you. So, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِدْ بِاللَّهِ. When shaitan then whispers to you, he will say to you, oh, look at you, you're doing so much da'wah, look at you, wow. Or he will say, forget it, waste of time. Or he will ignite you, incite you, say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ.
إِنَّهُ وَالسَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala, He is the one who hears and He is the one who knows everything.
Khair, inshallah, with that we come to the end of today's section or session. Beautiful session, as I said, this is about the da'i and the best human beings. Because the best of the best is the Prophet ﷺ, and he is da'i ilallah, for sure. And he did good when people did bad to him. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us from amongst those people whom, inshallah, the angels will, inshallah, pray for. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa jazakumullahu khairan.